Okay, KTNA listeners, we have Derek McDonald on the phone, and some of you may know about Derek from the wonderful eggs that he brings to town. How are you doing today, Derek?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Well, you know, it's really nice you provide this service for so many people in town and here at KTNA. Tell us a little bit about your hens.
Oh, I have a wide variety of hens. We've got nice browns and white leghorns and Whiting True Blues, Wyandottes, Barred Rocks. We like the Easter colors, so we don't have to color them.
Do you have any advice for those that are interested in raising chickens maybe for next season?
Oh, they're fresh is always better than store-bought. And it's not hard. It's not elaborate. Doesn't take anything real elaborate or anything. Just need a little insulated coop, and you can supply yourself with eggs and meat if you want.
Well, when thinking about what's different here in this cold climate, do your chickens stop laying in the cold winter?
We did have problems this last winter because it was pretty cold. But generally, with an insulated coop and good ventilation, they lay year-round. This is the first winter where we did have issues with them not laying quite as well as they usually do.
Well, how about other factors that are unique in Alaska, like predators and bears and
wolves? Oh, I've never had a bear problem, but we do have ermine. Those are the nasty ones.
Oh, because they're little and they can sneak
in
there.
They're little and they can get into a coop and they'll decimate a flock in short order.
My goodness, those little tiny ermine.
Yep.
And so do you set traps for them?
Well, I set traps, but I also put hardware cloth along the bottoms of the coop so they can't get in.
Uh-huh. And they keep those.
It doesn't they can squeeze through a 1-inch hole with no problem. So you have to, and they can tear through chicken wire. You have to use hardware cloth on the bottom.
Uh-huh. You never really think of the little critters, you know, in a chicken coop, but that's a good heads up.
Fox are also an issue because if they learn that's there, they'll always come back. It's a free meal. And you have owls to worry about, so you need to keep your areas netted. If you're going to let them free range all day, they need to be in a netted area.
Your eggs are absolutely delicious, and I love the variety of color and so forth. Who are some of the businesses that people can get their eggs for?
I drop the business-wise, I go to Talkeetna, get some collectibles, Talkeetna Air Taxi, K2, you guys, and I've got a couple customers at the Ranger Station. But I also deliver the households, too.
Well, Derek, it's wonderful to speak with you today, and thanks for sharing your thoughts with the KTNA listeners.
You're quite welcome.
For KTNA, I'm Katie Ryder.